Well, as we just spoke about, Weinstein with his New York rape and sexual assault convictions overturned. Court of Appeals ruling the disgraced individual that he is didn't receive a fair trial when he was convicted. Unclear if the ruling will free him from prison, as he still has another conviction, by the way, in Los Angeles. That's for another separate rape incident. Guy had been serving, like, 23 years in a jail, a couple of sex attacks. Aspiring actresses, as Senator Palumbo noted. But all in all, handed another, 16 years or so following his conviction in L.A. From a couple of years ago. Out in L.A. is Carol Liebman, a fine doctor, forensic psychiatrist, trial expert witness, and a columnist extraordinaire of Inside the Criminal Mind and Front Detectives. Gives us a couple of minutes on her take of things. Good morning to you, Carol. What do you think about all this?
Good morning.
Sitting on that left coast and all that happened as far as the Court of Appeals in New York, what's the reaction out there?
I think that, depending on who you ask, obviously the women who have allegations against him are shocked and horrified and all of that. But from my viewpoint, first of all, I've always thought that the Me Too movement has gone way too far. But it's really a win for all of us in terms of getting a fair trial, because what happened in New York, why it was overturned, was because the judge allowed three women to testify about their allegations of sexual harassment about Harvey, from Harvey Weinstein, propositioning them, and that had nothing to do with with what he was being accused of and the trial that was going on at the time. You know that he got 26 years for, so in New York, so 23 years in New York. So that was not fair. I mean, in other words, what the prosecution was trying to do was to influence the jury by showing these prior bad acts and basically trying to show that Harvey Weinstein is, a horrible, horrible man, and he deserves a lot.
Isn't he, though?
What?
Carol, isn't he? I mean, this was a maneuver of the highest of political proportions for the wrong end of things. Weinstein is a pig. I mean, to put it bluntly, and he has committed these vile acts. Thus, the situation at hand regarding a proper sentencing, only to be overturned by the liberal nature of it all, unfortunately, that has infused its way into this deadly game of what we call politics right now.
Well, I don't see it that way. I mean, as an expert witness, going to trial, testifying in trial and jury, consulting on jury selection and all of that, I think it is very important to make sure that things are done properly in trial. Because, the slightest thing, this really isn't the slightest thing, because these three women testified against him, with allegations. No one proved what they were saying, these three women that had nothing to do with this, the case that he was being tried for in New York. They were making these allegations. And
what about the victims?
Well, that's different.
I mean, I'm talking about the actual individuals involved with this guy, with his nefarious acts. Don't they count at all?
Yes, of course. I'm not saying that he shouldn't have gotten any, prison time. What I think is the most important thing is that trials are run properly. And, I mean, that could be affecting you someday or people you care about someday. It is very important that there aren't these little slips, in judges taking over and deciding to do things their way. I don't see it having to do with politics, really.
Oh, my goodness, Carol, I love you to death. You know that. This is all about politics. I mean, I don't know if you heard my prior segment.
No, I
maybe you didn't. With a high-ranking senator in the state of New York, this is all about politics. This is about a judge replacing another judge, and having his nature of the progressive nature of it all inflict itself upon this decision yesterday. This is all about politics.
Well, are you talking about the general sense of progressive? The social justice and all of that. People shouldn't spend time in jail. And I mean, yes, I'm of course I'm against all of that. But I'm not looking at it that way. I'm seeing it more, you know, from my perspective as an expert witness, I care about the sanctity of what happens at trial, that everything is done properly. And yes, I mean, I think that that other aspect of it, that people are being let out on the street, including the student protesters, you know, as soon as they hit the jail steps. I'm of course, I'm against all of that. But this this is a different animal in my...
By the way, I just want to correct you. They are not students that are protesting. They're not students.
Well,
90% of them are not students.
I know. They're paid by George Soros.
They are paid by by Soros. They are Soros-type groups. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes, that's a whole...
That's 100%. Let's make that clear. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, some of them are students. For example, you know, there have been students at various colleges who have been doing things to their Jewish fellow students. So some of them are actual students.
Very few in the percentages.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's whether they're students or not students, of course, it's horrible what's going on.
No, yeah, but they're Soros-funded groups.
Yeah. You know, it's this is a very disturbed man, George Soros, and so many people are being affected by his mental illness, basically. I mean, there is something that is very wrong, that got very twisted, you know, growing up, surviving the Holocaust and all of that, you know, it turning against his people. I mean, there is something very twisted in his mind, whether it's survivor guilt or, you know, something more complicated. But yes, he is inflicting a lot of pain on a lot of people.
100%. You know, and listen, here's the thing. I think it's a setback in a lot of ways yesterday. A lot of ways. Okay. It's a major setback in my mind. Because to me, it's about women and survivors. And it's a trend. It's a terrible trend that we're seeing, not only in New York, around the country. It's a disturbing one to further degrade a willingness of a survivor to confront animals, predators like Weinstein. And to me, it's a setback. It's a setback. And all these laws regarding, you know, CVA Child Victims Acts and all the, and other instances in which we have expanded the time frame for victims to come forward so that justice can prevail, to me, we take a step backwards yesterday. That's just my opinion. And unfortunately, you know, we have lost our way in so many aspects of life right now, including that of the justice system. And then, to me, that's what it's all about. So, you could tell me, well, you know, there were women on there in that courtroom that should have been there and whatnot. Thus, the right decision was made by the most liberal of liberals around, who replaced a guy who, by the way, was a moderate Democrat, who had some common sense and everything else, but that was not to be. As far as the state of New York and how it's constituted right now up in Albany, that's a whole other area for discussion. I don't want to draw you into that. But
the overall point is that this is
a setback beyond belief.
I don't see it that way. Because, you know, the other part of the story that doesn't get told, I have done countless cases as an expert witness, both on the side of the woman who the alleged victim and the side of the man, the alleged perpetrator. And there are women, believe it or not, there are women who lie about these things. It's not always the man's fault. It's not, he didn't always do it. Now, I'm not saying that Harvey Weinstein didn't do it.
It was corroborated. A lot of these stories, though, Kara. A lot of these stories were corroborated. He used his power and influence to get his own way.
The casting couch, yes. I'm not talking about Harvey Weinstein in particular. I'm just saying that, you know, this idea of believe all women is not accurate, because I'm telling you, I have been in trials where women have made up these incredible stories, and it turns out, for example, that the woman had consensual sex with the man, with her boss, let's say, She had consensual sex. She was hoping he would leave his wife for her. And when he didn't, she then called claimed rape and sued him. As that's a typical example of those cases. There are other cases where women lie for various reasons.
Listen, yeah. I understand what you're saying, but I'm not talking about other cases. I'm talking specifically about this animal and this decision that was set forth yesterday. I'm not talking about it. No question about it. I'm sure there are cases of that nature as far as retribution and everything else for the wrong reasons. I'm talking about the specificities regarding this case.
Well,
okay?
I don't think you can compare Harvey Weinstein to what's the most of the cases that are where people are being let go. You know, people who steal things in stores or people more serious crimes. You know, certainly rape and murder and all that. Yes, there are people being let go with a slap on the wrist. Absolutely. I don't think it's the same thing with Harvey Weinstein. First of all, he's not being let go. He's still going to be in prison, and he has 16 years he's supposed to be serving in California. But I just don't see it as the same, the same animal.
Well, we look at it differently.
Interesting choice of words, though, animal.
Well, you know, he is an animal. I mean, in my estimation, he is an animal. I mean, there are enough people coming forward to describe situations, and it all added up. And that's why the decision was made.
Yeah, okay, I'm not saying that it was a wrong decision necessarily. Let me clarify. I'm not saying that the verdict was wrong. I'm just saying that people need to watch trials more carefully. I mean, you know, this is going to have, I think, it may have an impact on Trump's trials because the judges in those trials have just gone, you know, way over the line. And I think this might be a cautionary tale for them to think more clearly or closely or longer on what rulings they make, that they could be overturned.
I don't see it that way. I think, and we have spoken about this, the people like Alvin Bragg, your neck of the woods too, in George Gascon, these people are going to do as they do. These people have an agenda.
Absolutely.
Just like judges, like Merchant, like Arthur and Gorin, these individuals have an agenda. Unfortunately,
Absolutely.
That's just the way we're constituted right now.
I'm sorry, what was the last thing that you said?
I was saying guys like Bragg, even in your neck of the woods, Gascon,
they have an agenda
that they're following.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with that. And it's really bad, and I hope that they get kicked out in this coming election.
Well, we can only hope, but that's the thing you and I agree on. The only way to change the landscape is to get these people the hell out of office. I mean, really, that's the only way, folks. You could talk till you're blue in the face. But the only way to change is at the ballot box, unfortunately. Carol, listen, it's okay to have these types of conversations. They are vitally, vitally important. And if we don't have them, we don't have anything.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
I thank you. Carol Lieberman, of course, does a wonderful job in her own right. Please check out. She's a great columnist, Inside the Criminal Mind, in Front Page Detectives, frontpagedetectives.com. Until next time, my dear, you stay well.
All right, you too. Thank you.
All right.